It's John Party on 103.7 WHHT. Good morning. Stacey Janes has joined me in studio, and she is here with Community Relief Fund. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Good, good. So I want to start out, we're going to bust this up into a couple of different segments, but I do want to start out with telling everyone what Community Relief Fund is.
Community Relief Fund is a local nonprofit agency that assists Barron County residents with utilities, housing, food. We have a back-to-school program, and we are the agency that takes care of Toys for Tots for Barron County.
All right. So there are plenty of things that you can get involved with as far as volunteering goes, and we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. But just recently, Community Relief Fund became part of the TJ Community Mission Foundation.
Yes, they did. We went under as a program at the Community Mission Foundation on July 1st.
Okay, so there is an event coming up this week that you can help. You can volunteer. You can donate. It's To the Brim Food Drive, and we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. We're going to give you some more details, so hang on for that in about 6 minutes. Right now, it's Lady A on 103.7 WHHT. It's Brett Young, Drink With You on 103.7 WHHT. Stacey Janes in studio with me this morning. She is the Community Relief Fund Program Coordinator. And earlier, she kind of gave us some background on Community Relief Fund, of course, now a program of the TJ Community Mission Foundation. Now we are going to talk about an event that is starting on Wednesday and last through Saturday. This is To the Brim Food Drive. And Stacey, how many years has this been happening? I know it's a lot.
This is the 17th annual.
Okay, 17th annual To the Brim Food Drive. So first of all, tell us where this takes place and what and why you guys do this.
We have the setup at three different locations in the community, at Walmart, at Ruler's Foods, and at Houchin's Southgate. There'll be volunteers there all 4 days from 10 to 6. And they will be asking for donations that'll help fill our food pantry at the Community Relief Fund. We serve about 63 families a month, which is about 125 to 50 bags of food, brown paper bags full of food. So we give away quite a bit of food, enough to serve for at least 3 days for a family.
All right. So is the pantry getting low, I guess? And this is the time of year that you normally do that, to restock that pantry.
That's right. The pantry is very low. We have been able to purchase some, which is funds that have been donated to the To the Brim Food Drive to help keep it full throughout the year. But those funds are getting depleted, and it's time to restock it and fill it to the brim.
All right. So what are some non-perishable food items that you are looking for this week?
Canned soups and canned meats, some boxed meals, peanut butter, some items for kids, dry beans, cereal, you know, anything that you eat at home that's a non-perishable, can stay on your shelf food item is what we use in the pantry.
Okay. All right. So that is happening starting on Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It's August 27th through August the 30th, Wednesday through Saturday. And we are still looking for some volunteers. So if you have an hour to spare, we could you can give us a call at our office, and we'll see what time slots we have available.
All right. So what is that number, Stacey?
It is 270-651-9006.
All right. So if you'd like to volunteer, maybe take a lunch hour, or if you would like to get some folks that you work with, or maybe your church or an organization that you are involved with and you would like to give back and help out, Community Relief Fund, contact Stacey there at the office, 270-651-9006. And also, if you're going to be out shopping at any of those locations over the next several days, make sure that you pick up a few extra and donate those to the Brim Food Drive. Let's restock that pantry as it is getting very depleted right now. Stacey, is there anything else that you want to make sure that the community knows about?
There's other drop-off locations. You can drop off at the south entrance of TJ Sampson Community Hospital, or at the pavilion close to the Apple a Day 2 Cafe. They'll have a place there for you to drop off as well if you're not able to get to one of the stores or to the office.
All right, Stacey, thanks for stopping by this morning. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you.
You're welcome.